This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You, of course, can join us on the radio and take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, we can talk about the universal basic income. And by the way, with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. So we got the universal basic income once again being discussed, and it's not going to go off the table, I don't think, for quite a long time, even though it's a terrible idea. We'll get into that. But I've had this one sitting in my show prep for a few days from the aftermath of the hurricane down in Florida, which, Mark, you weren't in, but some of your family and houses and such, their houses were involved in that.
Yeah.
Struck pretty close to home. Lots of people were, you know, their property was absolutely devastated. And in the aftermath, we had heard the headline that code enforcement was actually going around. I don't know if it was Miami or what city it was in, but in some hurricane-ravaged city, code enforcers were actually going around ticketing people for code violations, which had been, of course, caused by the hurricane.
Yeah, that's real nice of them.
And so just to, you know, it's a great example of the total lack of compassion on the part of government bureaucrats. You can't give somebody a few weeks to get their property repaired. Nope, you got to send your code enforcement bureaucrats out as soon as they can get through the streets. You know, they're probably, I'm sure they waited until the trees were cleared from their path before they drove around. But ultimately, as soon as they could start handing out fines, they sure did. And it didn't stop there. According to the Foundation for Economic Education, fee.org, and Matt Powers writing, during the times of natural disasters, communities and local businesses come together to provide much-needed necessities to one another. In Green Cove Springs, Florida, Jack Roundtree, the owner of Triple J Barbecue Food Truck, decided to set up shop in front of a restaurant to provide lunch to hungry residents and workers cleaning up in the aftermath of Hurricane Irma. For Roundtree, who had operated Triple J Barbecue in Green Cove Springs at a city-sponsored events in the past, it was an opportunity to provide a much-needed service to residents and those who are hard at work to get the town back up and running. In fact, he was offering utility workers free lunches for all of their hard work. And that's a really nice gesture.
Yeah.
With nearly all of the town's restaurants closed down due to the storm, he was needed more than ever. But instead of serving lunch, the police ordered Roundtree to shut down Triple J and leave town. His crime? Operating without a permit, of course.
Well, you knew that was coming.
According to Clay Today, which is some website, quote, it was interesting to learn that Roundtree and his truck were encouraged to serve customers during Green Cove's monthly Saturday in the Park event without a permit, but during Hurricane Irma's aftermath, not so much. Quote, had Roundtree decided to press his case at City Hall, he would have been greeted with a sign that read, due to Hurricane Irma, City Hall offices and services will reopen on Thursday, September 14th, 2017.
So they weren't even doing a job. And they sent somebody around to bug him about doing a job.
Correct, meaning they could not give him the permit even if he had tried to obtain one, because the city bureaucrats weren't there. And according to the story here, Green Cove Springs isn't the only city to force food trucks to jump through ridiculous hoops. Cities across the country often impose strict regulations that make it nearly impossible for food trucks to operate. In 2011, IJ, the Institute for Justice, launched its National Street Vending Initiative to fight these laws. In Baltimore, for instance,
IJ is a really good group.
They have, yes, it's hard to find a really good group of attorneys, but IJ is that. They are challenging a ban in Baltimore on food trucks parking within 300 feet of a brick-and-mortar business that sells the same type of food. In Chicago, IJ is challenging regulations that bans food trucks from operating within 200 feet of a brick-and-mortar business serving food.
And that, you know, just blatantly shows what a a vending license is.
Protection.
It's a payoff, right? Like, you know, the business had to get the occupancy license. You know, the brick-and-mortar business had to get the occupancy license. And I'm not saying that it's fair that one pays and the other doesn't. I'd say neither should have to pay. The government doesn't have any business telling you whether or not you can open your doors or not. Now, that's another thing. I'm sure that both of these businesses have to be inspected, but that's what the occupancy license is just the payoff.
It's absolutely true. It's just a protection racket. It's a protection racket for the businesses that have been around for a while, and they would prefer to not have any upstarts, any competitors entering into the marketplace. And it's easier to get into a food truck, presumably, as far as, like, you know, equipment that you need to install, and obviously the square footage is much smaller. It's going to be a smaller bill to, you know, operate.
You don't have to pay for seating. You don't have to pay for servers. You don't have to pay for, you know, the power and water for all those things. You just have to have your food truck.
Right, and so they're more mobile. They can move about and be in different places. And I'm sure that's frustrating to restaurant entrepreneurs who, you know, they're stuck in that one location. If they want to expand out, they, you know, would have to buy their own food truck or add additional locations. And it's just a much more difficult task to, you know, put a restaurant together. But trying to outlaw your competition is not a good thing to do. And you shouldn't be surprised when, if you use the force of the state to try to protect yourself, that ultimately that very same force ends up being used against you someday.
It already has been used against the businesses, and that's what they're upset about.
So IJ is also challenging a Louisville, Kentucky law banning food trucks from operating within 150 feet of any restaurant selling similar food. It's not only during times of crisis that food trucks contribute to their communities. According to IJ's report, Streets of Dreams, mobile vending businesses help people escape poverty and unemployment through affordable startup costs, which creates the initial economic opportunity for upward mobility. In fact, we've seen a food truck here in Keene sort of grow up, if you will, into their own physical location. That has happened. You know, they were successful enough with the food truck. They built their brand. They built their reputation enough to where they felt comfortable going ahead and establishing a physical location.
Yep, we've seen it.
So it can totally happen if it's allowed to occur, if the government will let you do it in the first place. And some towns are more or less friendly towards food trucks than others. IJ's report, Seven Myths and Realities, found the presence of food trucks can actually help local restaurant industries by attracting new customers and serving as incubators for new restaurants. Cities should embrace food trucks and liberate them from onerous regulations so they can enjoy the benefits that these businesses bring. But I agree with you, Mark. They should liberate everybody from their oppressive regulations while they're at it.
Yeah, I had, just speaking to the idea that food trucks can bring more business, it seems counterintuitive. But I did speak, you know, I used to sell local radio advertising for a living in Sarasota, Florida. And I spoke to a guy who's in Bradenton in Manatee County, north of the line, and he had a carpet store. And his, you know, what he said was, you know, I used to do a lot of advertising, and I stopped because all the other businesses, all the other carpet businesses do carpet advertising. And what I find is they're all stirring the pot. They're getting people excited about flooring. And then some people come in and they, you know, they shop me, they comparison shop me. And I sell enough stuff that it makes more sense for me not to do advertising than it does than it did when I did.
So he was benefiting because other businesses advertised?
That's right. So I think to some extent, the food trucks stir the local food pot, and these other businesses benefit. Now, this was one guy's theory, but what could I tell him? He'd been in business for 25 years. I wasn't going to tell him he was wrong.
Yeah, no doubt. So
certainly not what I was taught about art marketing or advertising, but that doesn't make it false.
I would love to see more freedom for food trucks. I mean, here in Keene, New Hampshire, we have the benefit of actually having food trucks, so that's nice. They aren't completely outlawed. But there are some restrictions placed upon them that I don't think should be. So, for instance, you can't operate past a certain time of the year, meaning that once it gets too cold, they say no more. and just basically, sorry, you're out of business for 6 months.
Yep. Yeah, they're basically, what they're doing is they're outlawing you going up to a vehicle in a parking lot, exchanging some money with this person inside and getting some food and walking off. That isn't the government's role.
Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, universal basic income. Vincent's going to tell us about that, where it's apparently being experimented with. Again, we'll tell you where and how. Coming up on Free Talk Live.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
The 3 most important things you can do for Free Talk Live are: 1, share 1 episode a week on Facebook or in some other social networking site. 2, buy the things you buy online through shop.freetalklive.com. 3, give $5 a month to the AMP program. It's my firm belief that Free Talk Live's AMP program is the best use of your charitable dollar among liberty-oriented organizations. Support all the organizations you love, but make sure you give $5 a month to AMP at amp.freetalklive.com.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are 2 Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Patsies, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You are invited to join us on the radio. Take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-FREE. 450-3733. Coming up tonight, the Wolf of Wall Street is on the attack against Bitcoin. All these old money people coming out and attacking the world's most successful cryptocurrency and basically embarrassing themselves. We'll tell you what he had to say for it here in moments. Of course, you can bring up anything you want. Speaking of Bitcoin, if you've been thinking about getting into Bitcoin mining, we can help. In fact, we can make it so you can not have to worry about the ongoing cost, constant equipment upgrades, the maintenance that you would have to worry about if you were actually doing your own mining. But in this case, at pool.bitcoin.com, you can have the professionals do it for you. There's a 100% uptime guarantee, and the website's easy to use. You can actually use their online calculator, which will help you understand what you could possibly make based on what you want to invest over at pool.bitcoin.com. And Mark and I are both doing this. Now, if you do want to do it the hard way, if you like already have the mining equipment and you just want to join the Bitcoin mining pool, you can also do it that way at pool.bitcoin.com. But for those of you who are like me and Mark and you're just too busy or you don't have the technical know-how to set up a mining rig, then they can help you. You go to pool.bitcoin.com and you don't have to have a loud computer server sitting in your living room cranking away 24 hours a day. They've got it in a rack somewhere in, you know, big data center, and they take care of that. It's pool.bitcoin.com. Head on over there. As we continue here, what do you want
when
to talk?
When you say it's in a rack somewhere, that does not mean it's in
Iraq.
I was worrying about, I was wondering about that.
As in an equipment rack in a server room. So we were talking about the attack against food trucks, and it's not just happening in Florida. It's just a thing in a lot of places where food trucks are sort of like the, you know, the bastard child, if you will, of the food regulatory agencies. They don't care much for them. The regulators want to get rid of them because the big money people with their fancy restaurants want to get rid of the food trucks. But I love food trucks, man. They're so convenient, and I, you know, whenever I spot a food truck, it's like I know I can get in and out of there relatively quickly. You don't have to sit down and wait, and then wait some more, and then wait some more, and finally, you know, you get to eat, and then wait on the check. You know, you pay for the food, they give it to you as fast as they possibly can, and at least around here, there are some pretty good food trucks in town. And
I think a lot of people would agree the food trucks have added to the sort of the culinary depth of many, many
places.
King, New Hampshire. It's a socialist cesspool.
I care about it. It's where I live.
I know.
It bothered me you call it the bastard child of a regulatory agency, because that implies a regulatory agency could create anything when they only destroy.
Yeah, I didn't mean to. I was just blabbering. I didn't really know what best to say there. But they definitely don't get the respect.
Bastards, you're right.
They don't get the respect they...
Casualty of these organizations.
There you go. That's a better word. Yeah, they don't get the respect they deserve. I mean, they serve a lot of hungry people every day. And at least around here, most of them take Bitcoin. We've actually accomplished the unique accomplishment of actually having almost every food truck in town accepting Bitcoin here in Keene, New Hampshire. So that's pretty cool. In fact, I was actually being interviewed by Reason.com today, and I hear they talk to you as well, Mark. They're doing a big piece about libertarians and Bitcoin, and so I'm looking forward to seeing that and, you know, where they're going with that. So we should get some good coverage out of that. Anyway, you can talk about whatever's on your mind. Also, let's get into this universal basic income. I know you wanted to talk about this last week. We just didn't get to it, Vincent. So once again, this idea of giving away a bunch of money that has to come from somewhere. So if it's a government program, they're probably going to have to print it out. But they're giving away a bunch of money to everybody. That's the idea of the universal basic income, and people are proposing this not just as your typical kind of new welfare program that should apply to everybody, which is basically what it's going to be, but they're using the excuse of, well, in the future, robots are going to be doing all the jobs, so we just need to pay people to exist. It's kind of the idea with the universal basic income.
Exactly, yeah, and it's not even, we're not even showing it as an option. It's an inevitability. Like all these futurists and different, you know, trendies, they all say, "Oh, this is, we're going to have this, otherwise it'll be a Blade Runner capitalist dystopia."
Yeah, and it's not that I entirely disagree with the concept of a universal basic income. As a matter of fact, Milton Friedman proposed it and called it the negative income tax. I don't disagree with it. I'm just certain that the government and whomever implements it is lying to me about how it will be implemented. So what I'm to clarify, it's if you're going to hand out benefits to people, I think handing them out in cash, you know, rather than sort of putting together bureaucracies that give people benefits and that sort of things, has its benefits. And those benefits would be things like competition for people who provide services to those people who get those benefits, you know, lower food prices, that kind of thing. Further, you would see consequences for people's actions. So if you choose to buy heroin instead of baby formula, you would see consequences to actions. Consequences to actions change behavior. They modify behavior. They put pressure on behavior. You know, people will act better if consequences, if they have consequences for their actions. Now, the fact of the matter is that we as a society, the government, the bleeding heart, bedwetting liberals, don't have the guts to hold crack addicts crack addicts' children, crack babies are gonna have rough lives, and so people are gonna be, look at the children. Once they hand out this $1,000, $1,500 a month, whatever it might be, then they're gonna be like, oh, we need public services because it turns out the people we're giving cash to are a bunch of losers, and losers waste money.
Irresponsible people, yeah.
Well, I mean, what's the difference between a loser and an irresponsible person?
I didn't say there was one.
Okay, just making sure. Because I don't mind using this kind of language. There are losers in the world, and the losers will show themselves, and I believe everybody has a purpose. And maybe that purpose is to serve as a bad example.
Yeah, hopefully so somebody else can learn from that example. But, Mark, did I hear you say that you don't oppose the idea of giving away money to everyone?
I don't necessarily oppose it. If you're going to give away money to people, I think that there's value to the negative income tax or the universal basic income or whatever as a social teaching tool.
And what are you teaching?
Proper behavior.
And where are you going to get the money from?
How does giving people money teach
anything?
Where
do they get it now?
Well, yeah, I want that to stop.
Well, right.
Well,
it sounds like you're arguing for welfare here.
I'm not arguing for welfare. I'm saying if you're going to distribute welfare, the social safety net system that we have currently is probably more efficient in keeping losers alive. But I don't think that that necessarily gives the right incentives to everybody else.
How would giving away money to everybody give anybody incentives? The incentive is to just blow money that people are given.
Because if you give, what's the number? Pick an arbitrary number.
$1,000 a month.
Yeah, in this case it's $1,000.
$1,000 a month to everybody in America, and you don't have social programs, meaning no public school,
mm-hmm.
no medical, no requirement of hospitals to pay for people, no medical treatment, no nothing, then many people are not going to budget that $1,000 a month properly, and they're going to blow it on crack or heroin or whatever, and the consequences will be laying in the street with their teeth rotting out right in front of you.
But aren't you going to be inflating the money supply by doing that?
They inflate the money supply already.
Right. I'm confused. More coming up.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, years, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll-free, bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can also join us on Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. We're talking about the so-called universal basic income, and we'll continue that discussion. But if you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, join Dash. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, can be private and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are quick and can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. And Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today and find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org. Find out why.
Do you know Wirex, this is a company that offers debit cards, has now announced a partnership with Dash.
And really?
Yeah. So there's, and as I understand it, it's not the first debit card that's
imposed,
you know, so you can do business in Dash.
So wait, has it actually happened, or are they talking about doing it?
In the case of Wirex, it has not yet happened.
Okay.
But they have announced it.
Yeah, that's cool.
But I believe that there, according to the article, there are other cards that are doing it too.
Fantastic. Well, looking forward to whoever gets to it first so we can actually announce that it's a real thing. But that sounds very promising. There are some cool things that are being developed thanks to the Dash setup, to where they can actually take some of the mining proceeds from Dash and use those to promote Dash and to propagate it and get it into more places and get it onto more systems. And I think that's important, especially as we're seeing the fracturing, the ongoing fracturing of the Bitcoin protocol into what may end up being, by the end of this year, four different Bitcoin. So four competing different types of Bitcoin out there. We currently have two of them, Bitcoin Core and Bitcoin Cash. And supposedly later this month, there's going to be another hard fork into something called Bitcoin Gold. And then in November, there's going to be a SegWit2x Bitcoin that is supposed to hard fork. So it's getting way confusing and crowded in the Bitcoin sphere. And the question is, how much longer is the market going to bear all of those Bitcoins?
Yeah.
I don't know. So Dash is a darn good alternative option.
Now you have that problem with Dash.
Well, I guess in theory you could have that problem with Dash, but it's not having that problem right now.
They've got a bit better sort of governance structure and a really good community.
They do, but what's to prevent somebody from hard forking off of Dash and creating Dash Part 2?
Anybody, I could hard fork off of Bitcoin tomorrow.
Yeah.
That doesn't make my hard fork relevant.
Right, it has to have miner support in order for it to be relevant,
yeah,
at least in Bitcoin. So you can join us here. We were talking about universal basic income, and Vincent, the story that you brought in is about some company that's testing this, and I had to run out of the room due to a fire alarm in another part of the building, so I don't know how far
y'all... Nothing's on fire.
Yeah, everything's fine, but I don't know how far you got in that, because we ended up just kind of generally talking about universal basic income. So what's going on here?
Well, the article is from a website called Futurism.com, and I browse it occasionally. It's a neat website that talks about different, electric cars and VR, but it has...
I like that stuff.
I do, too, but it has three obsessions. One, Al Gore's version of global warming. Two, Elon Musk and everything he does.
Yeah.
And three, universal basic income.
So do they believe Al Gore's version of global warming?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The one that was in the movie that hasn't come to pass,
or
the...
I mean, his, overall ideas and his, his ideas on anthropogenic
climate change. I am not, would not discount anthropogenic global climate change out of hand, but the problem is that the people that purport it, that bring it down to sort of the consumable level for the masses, have made projections. And every time one of those projections is quantifiable, they're wrong, right? Like every time you can say, okay, what was predicted? What has happened? Nope, that hasn't occurred.
I had to look up anthropogenic. It is that which originates in human activity.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, my issue is they always go end up wanting a carbon tax and wanting, a bigger state. And
as though a tax is going to somehow stop the globe from getting warmer or colder.
There's one of these lunatics out there that says that humans will not survive the next 10 years, meaning that 90% of humans will die in the next 10 years.
From what?
And that was before, and he's like, oh, yeah, and that was like a year ago when he made that prediction. And remember, he didn't say 10 years. He said won't make it 10 years.
Mm.
So he's projecting some number lower than 9.
Is the idea that we're going to die of heat exhaustion in that period of time, freeze to death?
He seems, he's sort of a professor type, so he looks like he has credentials, and B, vague. So maybe he just wants the coverage on YouTube channels for the next, few years. Because at some point, like when we get to year 6, I don't think anybody's going to believe him. Yes, we have had, I will concur that the last few years have been among the warmest years that have sort of been calculated.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that we're going to die in 6 or 7 years.
No, I mean, there's places where they have temperatures of over 100 degrees, and people live there, right?
Yeah. Like the polar ice caps aren't projected to melt. All the ice is not projected to melt, even at this rate, until 500 years.
And that's just one model, too.
That, right. And that's the problem with the models is that, let's not forget, Every projection that has been made up to this point
has been wrong.
That I have found has been wrong. That they're, you know, they just don't, that the conservative claims don't seem to be enough to get people moving, so they make these radical claims. The radical claims are all untrue.
Hmm. And I just brought that up. Sorry to go on the tangent, but just that's the point of view these people are coming from, right? I wouldn't doubt they want a THX-1138 kind of, you know, totally state-run society in the future. But
and what was the website again?
Futurism.com.
Futurism, all right.
So the title of the article is, people in two U.S. states will get $1,000 a month in a new basic income trial. $1,000 for $1,000. Startup incubator Y Combinator.
Okay, I'm familiar with Y Combinator. They actually helped put Simbi and a few very big companies out. Y Combinator is not a joke.
Wow, all right.
Is expanding their research into the benefits of universal basic income, UBI. In a new blog post published on their company's website this week, they reveal their plans to pick 3,000 individuals from two states at random to receive a monthly cash handout. 1,000 participants will receive $1,000 per month for the period up to 5 years, while the other 2,000 will receive $50 per month, serving as the control group.
$50 per month as a control group? I guess that it allows them to be tracked. So here's your $50 so that we can keep an eye on you.
All right.
That makes sense. Quote, a randomized trial is considered one of the best ways to evaluate the impact of a proposed social policy, wrote research director Elizabeth Rhodes.
Can't argue that.
By comparing a group of people who receive a basic income to an otherwise identical group of people who do not, we can isolate and quantify the effects of a basic income.
So I want to know, are they going to, so this is just $1,000 that everybody gets, that means that they can use government schools, that means that they can use the, you know, whatever government medical treatments out there, they can, you know, whatever, they get food stamps, the whole deal, if that's what they want, but this is just to see if life gets better with a free $1,000?
It seems like a dumb idea, because
I wonder if life will get better for a free with a free $1,000.
I mean, because you're not... All of these experiments we've talked about so far, and there's been another one over in, like, the Netherlands or Sweden or something.
They mentioned those. It gets better.
Yeah. You're not talking about universal basic income. You're talking about an experiment that is giving people money.
Right.
I mean, this might as well be Publisher's Clearinghouse.
Right. So here's the problem. If some company gives how many is the people?
3,000.
3,000 people, $1,000 a month, every month for the next 5 years, yes, their life will get better. If the government gives everybody $1,000 every month for the rest of their lives, the government has to inflate the currency at a higher rate than it currently is, devaluing the dollar, thus playing Mickey Mouse economics.
Absolutely. That's why this is just an invalid comparison, but let's talk more about what their plan is here in moments. Free Talk Live.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information, so pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex
employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And you can Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
If you're listening to us on a podcast platform, perhaps you're downloading the show via iTunes or Stitcher or some other podcast-related product that is allowing you to leave a rating for Free Talk Live, but you have not yet done that, then please take a moment and leave Free Talk Live a rating. If it's stars, then leave us however many stars you think we deserve. If you can write a review, take a moment to do that. You know, just leave a few sentences or whatever you feel so inspired to leave. Because the more people that rate us on those systems, the more likely those systems will show us to other people who've never heard of us before. So it can help us when you do that. Please take a moment and leave a rating for us when you are on your iTunes or Stitcher or whatever platform you're listening to us on. We appreciate you being out there listening and appreciate anybody leaving us a rating. As we continue here, we'll go to your calls and thoughts. More on the universal basic income. Vincent, you've got a little more to share from your story and as to why these people believe that just giving 3,000 people in one city, free check every month is somehow going to be a test of the idea of universal basic income. I don't get it. Obviously, the people putting this together don't really understand economics, but that we shouldn't be surprised about. Tom's in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, I think what happened in Las Vegas is that I think there's a sick contest going on about how many people can you murder. It's not like anybody is waging this contest. It's just a perceived contest as a challenge. How many people can somebody murder? And it's terrible that the shooter went out and killed innocent people that didn't deserve it. He should have gotten a bunch of drones and put guns on those and just, you know, pick off cops as many as he could. He could have probably taken out a lot of cops. On October 29, 1999, this cop in Winchester, Virginia, started trouble with a guy. And when the guy fought back and took out the cop, you know, within a little while, it was like a couple hundred cops at the scene from as far away as Fairfax, Virginia, Fairfax County. And, you know, if he had done that, there would have been, you know, the only thing the enemy can do about it is to send more targets to the scene. And so, you know, then he'd be in heaven right now if he did that, because rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God, as Thomas Jefferson responded.
I wouldn't to test God's resolve on that particular one. Thanks.
Tom, I don't agree that violence is the solution. I understand why people are frustrated with the police. They do appear to be doing the wrong thing a lot of the time. They are the ones who are oppressing innocent, peaceful people, so I get the frustration, but I don't think that violence is the seed that you want to sow if you want to ever have peace. I thank you for the call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, and maybe Tom doesn't want peace. 855-450-3733.
He certainly doesn't want to do whatever it is he claims to do. He wants other people.
Oh, yeah, he wants everybody else to run with his ideas. Let's go to another call from New Hampshire. This one more sane. Dave Ridley is on the line with us here via Skype. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys. I wanted to update you a little bit with the regard to just another update on NH Exit, basically.
That's the one of the movements for secession here in New Hampshire. It's part of a kind of a larger overarching movement, which involves a think tank, the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence, and then also individuals now NHExit.com. What's the latest?
Well, the independence drives in Kurdistan and Catalonia have triggered a spike in activity with our guys. It seems like there's just like more. I had to scroll way, way down on our Facebook group today just to get to the thing I was trying to talk to you about.
Facebook posts are not activity. I'd like to point out that is an illusion of activity. That's just people posting on the internet.
You said something nice about Facebook.
Doesn't count. Real activity does, you know, involves real life. Sorry. But go ahead.
Okay, let's talk about the real life part.
Yeah.
What I was trying to scroll down to get to was some of the quotes from Speaker Jasper, who denounced our independence endeavor. He's the House Speaker in New Hampshire. And he has also denounced, I guess, some candidates who are running for office in Manchester. And I wanted to give you the exact quote. He says, quote, doesn't it concern you that five of these candidates want New Hampshire to withdraw from the United States of America? I would never consider voting for anyone who doesn't believe in being part of the USA. I am a proud American, unquote. He was denouncing, I think, mostly Republicans.
You know what I'm worried about? I'm worried about a Republican that gets voted for by Democrats, and that's what Jasper is.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a good sign. But it is a good sign to be denounced by him, and I think that's helpful.
Was he attacking Shire Dude? Because I know Shire Dude is running for city council out there in Manchester.
He was probably one of the five that was denounced, but I'm not sure.
Gotcha. Because there's a group out there called Granite State Progress that has been on the attack for years against libertarians here in New Hampshire, specifically trying to out so-called Free State Project participants.
Imagine a group of Democrats working with Republicans with whom they disagree 100% of the time in order to denounce a group of people, libertarians, that they disagree with 70% of the time. This is the dumbest tactic that you could possibly come up with.
Well, they disagree with us on the most fundamental issue, which is to say that these people want to have the state and they want it to continue in its role and make it larger, whereas the libertarians want to get the government out of people's lives. They want to make the state smaller. So we disagree on a pretty fundamental issue, and they see the libertarian influx here as a major threat, which is why they are organizing speeches and websites and hit piece flyers and mailers to go out against the libertarian candidates. candidates here in New Hampshire. Now, libertarians sometimes run as Republicans or Democrats, so they'll do their best to out those people as so-called free staters or liberty-minded folks because they believe that's going to harm them. I personally welcome the attention. I think it's great news. When you're running a political campaign, advertising is expensive. And if you were to buy, let's say, a direct mail campaign to 10,000 households, you're going to be spending $5,000 on postage alone, let alone the actual printing costs of some sort of a flyer that then needs to be shipped out. So go ahead and just call it $10,000 to mail 10,000 households, and that's without me having actually done any recent quotes on that. But it's not going to be cheap. And when these haters actually spend the money and the time to make a hit piece flyer that actually does a pretty good job of summarizing your positions, like, this candidate wants to get the government out of, you know, fill in the blank. This candidate wants to lower taxes.
This candidate wants to destroy public school.
Right, right. I mean, they put this stuff out there, and it's like, wow, thanks for the publicity. Thanks for...
They're getting better. Like, I agree with you, Ian, that some of their first flyers were like that.
Yeah.
But they're getting better at not doing the pieces that advertise people's positions in a positive way.
I haven't noticed that.
Well, I can tell you that something's happening in New Hampshire's House that isn't happening in any others. That essentially, it's going from a battle between Democrats and Republicans to a battle between statists and non-statists.
Oh, really?
And, well, that's the claim that people that are at the House.
Okay.
And I find that fascinating. But at this point, we don't have the statist, non-statist troops to stand against the statists.
Well, we need more people to move here, obviously. We need more libertarians and freedom-loving people to pick up their lives and move here to New Hampshire so we can get active and actually have a greater chance to oppose this. I mean, we've had tremendous success so far with just a couple thousand people having moved. If we can get 10,000 more and then, you know, more after that, I think that would be fantastic. But unfortunately, it's a long road that we're on here, and I'm glad you're a part of it, Dave Ridley. Go ahead. Dave? Oh, sounds like he might have dropped his phone or something like that.
Escape.
All right. So, well, thank you for the call, Dave. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Let's go to Patrick. He's in Bullhead City, Arizona. Patrick, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to K-Talks.
Hey, my two favorite guys. How are you tonight?
Hey, there's actually three guys here, but anyway.
Well, we can still be your two favorite. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, I just wanted to say, guys, with all that went on this weekend, I just want to give a shout-out to the guys that actually were out there doing what they're paid to do and they put their lives on the line. And unfortunately, a big...
You're talking about the roadies at the concert outside of Mandalay Bay?
We're talking everybody, law enforcement, police, fire department.
Didn't the roadies put their lives on the line?
I mean, he said everybody.
Okay, everybody. All right, hang on, Patrick. We'll bring you back here. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.